Today's shir is Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Tes. We will begin on Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, we had learned a brisa. The brisa told us that if a woman is in labor on Shabbos, so you need to do as little. We want to try to avoid being mechal Shabbos, because we want to try to avoid being mechal Shabbos. If she needs oil, the brisa said, she should carry it in the palm of her hand. If she doesn't have enough in the palm of her hand, she should put it in her hair. Ask the Gemara, but if you're going to put the oil in her hair, and then when she arrives at the woman who's in childbirth and needs that oil, typically, Mishum Shechita, when she squeezes out that oil, she'll be over the Isser Shechita. So how could the Braisa give us such a suggestion? Says the Gemara, Rava Rav Yosef Dar Mitavayu ain't Shechita B'Seir. This Bryce is of the opinion that there's no Issa Shechita B'Seir. Perhaps the easiest way of learning this Gemara is when we speak about Shechita, there are two reasons why Shechita is Asur. One is because of Dosh, you're trying to get the oil, and one is because of Malabin. So certainly there is no Malabin. There is no aspect of cleaning when you're squeezing the oil out of the hair. The only issue would be dosh, just like when you squeeze a fruit to get out the fruit juice. But here, it's not really the same as fruit juice because the juice is part of the fruit. Here, it's not part of the hair, the oil, and therefore they say, ain't shechita basar. Rav Ashi amar afilu tema yesh shechita basar. Even if you will be of the opinion that there is an Issa Shechita by Seir, what the Braisa meant to say was that not that the oil is delivered by pouring it on the hair and squeezing it out of the hair. And Mevila Bekli Derech Sa'ara. What you do is you put it on a vessel and you tie that vessel to the hair, which is, of course, not the normal way of carrying, and therefore it's what should be done for a woman who's in childbirth. The kama defshel shnuy mishninen, that we always try to do what's best. So of course, ask the Ritva, if pshat in the Gemara now is that because it's being carried in the hair of the woman, that's why it's not considered haitzah. So why did the Braisa first give us the advice of carrying it in a hand, smearing it on a hand, and then only give us the advice of putting it into a keli? They're both the same point, that it's not the normal way of carrying. So Ritva gives a very nice terrace. The Ritva says that when you carry it in a keli, when you carry the oil in the keli, you're going to lose some of the oil that's going to adhere to the walls of the keli. Whereas when you carry it in the hand, you don't have that issue. So that's why if the whole heter of the brisa is in a situation where you're carrying it, it's better to carry it in the hand where you won't lose anything versus carrying it in a keli where you're going to lose something. Another pshat that the Ran suggests, he says that the halacha is that people, if they see you carrying it in a keli, will not necessarily recognize that you're carrying it in the keli, that you're carrying it tied to your hair. And they're going to think you carried it in a normal fashion in a keli. And because of that, Chazal preferred the hand where nobody would make that error. So here we learned the halacha of Ein Shechita B'Seir, which of course is a very important issue, because the question is, if somebody goes to the mikvah on Shabbos or washes his face on Shabbos, is he allowed to dry his hair? Do we need to be concerned with Shechita B'Seir? So the Eish Avram from the B'chach Rav in Simon Shin Beis gives a number of reasons why there really is no Shechita when you dry your hair. He suggests, number one, that's not really the regular way of doing shechita, by squeezing when you put a towel on your head. Another reason as we just learned in our Gemara, Schita may not be Osir. If it's Osir, it's probably only Osir Midrabana on here. Moreover, it's a Psik Reisha, even if we'll say, which it's not necessarily the case, that it's a Psik Reisha when you squeeze your hair. It's a Psik Reisha de Loi Nichle. It's a Psik Reisha de Loi Yichbisle. I don't need the water. I don't want the water. So even if we consider it a Psik Reisha, it's a Psik Reisha de Loi Nichle by an Issa de Rabbonim. Moreover, the hair, the water, is never independently identifiable. And since the water is never independently identifiable, it goes directly from your hair into the towel. That's a reason to be lenient. And that's why the Eish Lavram and the Shmiris Shabbos Kolchosoi also quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Satzal, in a situation where the water is going directly into the towel, there's a lot of room to be makel. On the other hand, the Ben Ish Chai was machmer, and he says that a person whose hair gets wet on Shabbos and he's using a towel to dry his hair should attempt to dry it in a way where just dab the towel on your hair, where it won't really come to a situation that you're squeezing the water out of the hair. A very important issue that comes up is somebody who eats and he has a mustache, he has a beard, he has a mustache, and it gets dirty, gets wet from what you drank. And can you use a towel, a napkin, to dry that area? So the Ktsoisa Shulchan says that even those that are machmer on Tzchita Basar are only machmer when there's a decent amount of hair. But if there's just a little hair by the mustache, certainly we could be makel. The Masham, the Shal Sechuvas Masham, Chelik Chesim Nun Gimel, is also Mekel. And moreover, the Pais can say, as we've learned early in the Masechta, when there's a question of Kavod Abrius, and certainly somebody walking out with his mustache dirty from the food that he ate, from the drink that he drank, is inappropriate, that's another reason why we could be lenient in such a situation to let somebody use a towel, a napkin, to clean themselves off. Continues the Gemara, Amri Bihuda Mishmul, Chaya, a woman who had a baby, calls Manchaka Psuach as long as the womb is open, and the Gemara Mitzvashem in a moment will discuss what that means, womb is open, calls Manchaka Psuach as long as the womb is open, Bein Amri Tzrichonai, whether she said, I need something which involves Chil Shabbos, or Bein Loi Amri Tzrichonai, even she didn't say it, but people know that this is what's normally done for a woman that just had a baby, Mechal Nasa Shabbos. If this is something which is commonly done for a woman who had a baby, we're allowed to do whatever we have to do. Nistama Kever, once she comes to a status that the womb is, however, closed, so then the halacha is, Itzrichani, if she says, I need this, then Bein Loi Amr Tzrichani, or if she didn't say it, the halacha is, Ein Mechal Nasa Shabbos, we're not Mechal the Shabbos. So the Maram explains, it's only if she said it that way. Rav Ashi Mas Nahochi. That's Rav Ashi's version of what the Halach is. However, Mazutra Mas Nahochi, Mazutra has a more lenient explanation. Whether she says I need it, Obein Amr Ain't Srichani, or she said I don't need it, but it's something that everybody else says that a woman in this status should have this done, the halach is mechal nasa Shabbos. Nista makever, amr tzrichani, if she says I need it, then mechal nasa Shabbos, even though it's already nista makever. Loy amr tzrichani, if she didn't say it, a mechal nasa Shabbos, then when we're not, she says specifically, this is what the Maram explains, she says specifically, I don't need this, that's when we're not Mechal the Shabbos. But if she doesn't say anything, and this is something which is done, then the halacha is that we're going to be Mechal the Shabbos. So Netziv asks, why don't we listen to the doctor? Where's the doctor fit into this whole conversation? So Netziv says, and it goes back to a concept that we discussed in our previous year. As we discussed in our previous year, the Gemara said if a woman, Rachmanot Tzlon, is blind, the halacha is that we still put on a light for her. Because there's a concept of lisuvadata. So if a woman says she needs something, explains the Netziv. And even though the doctor says, of course, the doctor's not saying that it's detrimental to her, he's just saying it's not something that she needs. So says the Netziv, the doctor may taka medically be correct that she indeed doesn't need it. But explains the Netziv, that's not the only consideration that we think about. We think about her mental state. And her mental state is that she thinks she needs this. And just like the blind person who needs the light, even though she doesn't see it anyway, we're here too, because this is what she thinks we need, this is what we should do. Amalei Ravina L'Rameima, Mezutra Masin L'Kula. Mezutra was a Mekel, because Rav Zutra says, two kulas. He says, as long as the keveres pesuach, we do for her, even if she says, ain't srichani, and by keveres sosum, we do whatever she asks for. Rav Ashi masn l'chumra. Rav Ashi is l'chumra, because according to him, if she says, ain't srichani, I don't need it, we don't do it. And by keveres sosum, according to Rav Ashi, we're never mechal Shabbos. So now the question is, Hilchas HaKaman, who do we follow? Who is the halacha? Says the Gemara, Amalei, he responded, Hilchas HaKaman Mazutra, the halacha is a Mazutra, because we have a rule, Sofik Nefashos L'Hakol. Whenever we have a question of a Sofik Nefashos, we have to be lenient, we have to be concerned to do whatever is required. Says the Gemara, Me'emesai Psichas HaKaver. However, from what point is Psichas HaKaver? Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Mishosha Teshav El Mishaber. For when she sits down on the birthing stool on which she's going to have the baby, that's the point that it's considered Psichas HaKever. Rav Huna Bereid of Yeshua Amar, Mishosha Dam Shoshu Seyorid. As soon as blood begins dripping down as a result of the labor, that is considered Psichas HaKever. Vamalei, Mishosha HaKever said, Nois Noisa Bagafel, she can't walk on her own, her friends, her other people have to help her walk. The Rishonim actually debate. The Gemara gave a number of times when it's considered Psichas HaKever. The question is, which of these times is the earliest? The Rif seems to learn that Shosh Adam Shoises is the earliest time. However, the Ramban says, from the Rambam it seems that from when Dam Shoises is the earliest time. And the Ramban, however, says there's no hard and fast rule. Every woman is different. Continues the Gemara, Ad Masei Psichas HaKever. And until when is a woman considered that she's in the category Psichas HaKever? Amar Abaya, Shloish Yom. 3 days from when she had the baby. Rav Amam Shmei, the Rav Yehuda, Shiva, Vamilei, Shloishim. Some say 7, 3, 7, and 30. Here too, there's a machloikus. When we count these days, how do we count these days? First of all, how do we count the days? Meaning, the Lechem Mishnah says that we start counting only after the baby was born, whereas the Bir Halacha quotes the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis that we start counting from when Psichas HaKever began. But the Bir Halacha himself seems to agree that it makes a difference how long she was in labor. Because if she was in labor for quite a while, says the Bir Halacha, then the halacha would be that we can't say that the Psichas HaKever began from when the labor began, because then there would be very little time. Another question is, when we speak about these 3 days, 7 days, 30 days, which the Gemara is going to begin discussing in a moment, how do we count them? Do we count them as calendar days, or do we count them as 24-hour periods? The Ritva says that we count them as 24-hour periods. Rabbeinu Chananel says we count them as calendar days. And the Mishnah Berurah is lenient in Simen Shin Lamed Sifkat Yud, that we could count them as 24-hour periods. Says the Gemara, so we just spoke about 3 days and 7 days and 30 days. Says the Gemara, Amrina Adoy, Chaya, when a woman gave birth, and we speak about the three, the Gimel, Zayin, and Lamed. Gimel, during the first 3 days, Bein Amr Tzrichani, or Bein Loy Amr Tzrichani, whether, until the end of these 3 days, whether she says, I need this, what's going to be done, or I don't need what's going to be done, the Loch is Mechal Nos HaShabbos, or Mechal Shabbos. Zayin, from the end of the 3 days until the end of 7 days, Amr Tzrichani, if she says, I need this done on my behalf, Mechal Nos HaShabbos, we will be Mechal Shabbos. Amr Loy Tzrichani, but if she says, I don't need it, a Mechal Nos HaShabbos, we wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. Lamed, the next period, that means from the end of the 7 days until the end of the 30 days, Amra, Afil Amr Tzrichani, even if she says, I need Chil Shabbos, a Mechal Nos HaShabbos. We are not, we don't allow a Jew to be Mechal Shabbos on her behalf. Avol, Oysa Yidei Ramah. Through an Akum, where of course it's not Chil Shabbos, the Raisa, we could be more lenient. Krav Ula Bered Rav Eloi, the Mekotzar Chachayla, whenever we speak about a Chayla, Nasa Yidei Ramah B'Shabbos, when we speak about a sick person, of course we're not speaking about a situation of Sakonas Nefashos, as we've said so many times, when we speak about Sakonas Nefashos, everything should be done. However, when we're not with Sakonas Nefashos, Kotzar Chichayilim Nasai Der Moib Shabbos. Daram Nu Adovish Ein Bei Sakona, when there's a situation where it doesn't involve the Sakonas Nefashos, Oimla Nachri Voisa, we tell Akum to do what has to be done. Of course, there's an interesting machloikus rishonim. We mentioned this in our previous year. Is this a halacha that's stated specifically by a woman in childbirth? Because a woman in childbirth may not really ever be considered a very serious sakonis nefashis. Women have children. It's part of the way the world works. Or is this a halacha by every chayla that we should try to use an akum whenever possible? Amar Yehuda Mishmul, l'chaya shloishim yoyim. There's, when we speak of a woman had childbirth, there's a period of 30 days. Ask the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, what was that meant? Amna Dalad Fila. A woman who just had a baby should not go to a mikveh. In those days, the mikvehs were cold. They wouldn't should go to a cold mikveh, within the first 30 days of her having a baby. Amar Rava, Loya Marin Al Shein Bali Ima. When she doesn't have a husband in the vicinity who will have relations with her, which will warm her up. Ava Bali Ima. Bala mechamama. Ki ha de bati de Rav Chizda, tavla begot tlasu yom mishloi b'fnei bala. She went to the mikveh within the first 30 days after childbirth when her husband wasn't available. V'tzdaniya, and she got a cold. V'amtel asri basri de Rav b'medisa. And they carried her bed all the way to Pabadisa where her husband Rava was in order that that would warm her up. Amar Yudam Shmuel, ois medur l'chai b'shabbos. A woman who had a baby, warmth, as we just said, is critical. So we let him put on a fire on Shabbos. Savimina. So when they heard this halacha, they thought, l'chayin, that this was a halacha specifically stated for a woman who just had a baby, where, as we just explained, there's a special concern about a woman being warm when she had a baby. L'chay l'loy, but for other sick people, that is not the din. Furthermore, when was this said? B'maisa g'shamim in, only in the winter, b'maisa chamaloi, not in the summer. But, says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yechi bar Avin Amr Shmuel, the halacha is, heikas din v'nitztanin, if somebody let blood, and in those days, letting blood was a critical, something that was done all the time, but there are very important rules, how it should be done properly. Oysla Madura, we should make a fire for him even on Shabbos. A person after letting blood is very susceptible to cold, and it may be done, I feel with Tekufas Tamis, even in the heat of the summer. Says the Gemara, since we started speaking about letting blood, the Gemara discusses that factor very significantly. Says Mar Shmuel Tzochlei Takakta the Shaba, even if they had a chair, a piece of furniture made out of very expensive shaga wood, which of course there's a consideration about tashchis and breaking such a chair, but If they had no other firewood available to make a fire for somebody who just had bloodletting, that's what should be done. Rav Yehuda, tzochle b'sura d'yavna. They had a table made out of the yavna wood, which is also an expensive wood, and they broke it to use for firewood for somebody who let blood. The Rav tzochle shar shifa, they broke a footstool. Vamalei b'ayla Rava. And Rava, when Abaye saw them doing this, he asked, "V'kavim shem b'tashkes? Isn't there a consideration about tashkes?" Amalei says, "B'tashkes to gufoy adiful leiv. Be concerned about one's health is the highest level of b'tashkes." Of course, in a situation where regular wood could be obtained, then they can't use these expensive items. Amalei the Marav. A person should be prepared to sell even the beams of his home and buy shoes for feet. Why are shoes so very important? So the Gemara, the Bnei Yisachar in his Sefer Agra de Parka gives a beautiful explanation. He says that the earth we know was cursed when after the Aveira of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. So the earth represents Klola. And since the earth represents Klola, a person should not walk directly on the earth. And he should have shoes to separate himself from the earth. And that's why he goes on to explain where there's a place which is a Makom Kadosh, there you could work barefoot. And that's why we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Sal nalecha mi'al raglecha, kamokashata oimer alecha, admas kodeshu." On a place which is an admas kodesh, there is no klolo, and you can walk barefoot. Moreover, he says, that's why Yom Kippur was the Yom HaKadosh, and everything in the world on Yom Kippur becomes kodesh. Since everything in the world becomes kodesh, we could go barefoot. We don't have to worry about the klolo of the earth. And what about Tisha B'Av? So he explains that Tisha B'Av is the day that Mashiach ben David is born. So it's also a day that represents incredible Kedusha. Since it represents incredible Kedusha, it's a day that we should take our shoes. We could go barefoot. We don't have to worry about the klola that the earth represents. So the Sefer Yisa Brocha takes this concept one step further. He says, you should sell the beam. What is the beam? It's the ceiling that separates us from the earth and Shemayim. A person should strive to separate, to connect himself to the Shemayim, remove the beam which separates us from the Shemayim, and wear shoes to separate ourselves from the Gashmias. The Sefer Yisa Brocha gives another beautiful pshat. There are two ways how a person could achieve Kedusha. One is the Serusa del Sata, and one is the Serusa del Eila. One is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings on us a Shef of Kedusha. And the other way is that we do it by ourselves. So the Gemara says a person should sell his shoes. He should wear shoes. He should be focused on doing it himself and give away his beams, not rely on the Shef coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw a vart that here was saying that a person should always be careful to have shoes. On the other hand, the Gemara says, "Masechta Pesachim daf mem tesa mebeis la'olam yimka adam kamash yeshlo." A person should be prepared to sell everything he has, even presumably his shoes. V'yikach bas tamat chacham, he should marry a bas tamat chacham. V'yisa bitel tamat chacham, he should marry off his daughter to a tamat chacham. But haven't we just learned how important shoes are? So he explains that shoes are critically important. Because why? Because we said that shoes represent our separation from Gashmias. The best way of separating ourselves from Gashmias is by having a Talmud Chacham, by becoming a Talmud Chacham, by having son-in-laws who are Talmid Chachamim. That's the best way of connecting ourselves to Kedusha. And I saw from the Shaals of Tshuvas, Max Avram, he says, because we see that the earth represents Klola, So says the Shas Chus Machs Avram in Chelik Aleph, Sim Kof Hei, Kuf Kof Hei. That's why it's so very important that a person should never sit directly on the floor. If you're sitting on the floor, you should put something between yourself and the floor. The floor, as we're learning now, represents Klala. Continues the Gemara. Hikas dam ve'eloi mayoichel. If somebody did hakozes dam and he doesn't have what to eat, yimkem enolim shabraglev, he should be prepared to sell his shoes. V'yafs mekmehen tzarchei suda. As important as shoes are, the take eating after hakozes dam is more important. And Rav Shlomo Kluger says, that's why every morning when we say the bracha, she'asli kotzarki, what we have in mind is the shoes. And that's why some people on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, where we don't wear shoes, don't say she'asli kotzarki. The shoes, when somebody has shoes, it represents she'asli kotzarki. But even that, though it represents she'asli kotzarki, you should sell your shoes if you have to have food after Kazarus Hadam. Says the Gemara, my tzarchei suda, what are the tzarchei suda that one has to eat after Hakazas Adam? Rav Amar Basar, meat, v'shmul amayayin, wine. Says the Gemara, why? So Rav Amar Basar, nafsha, chalaf nafsha. Meat comes from a living thing. Blood, which represents ki'adam hua adam. So the meat represents the missing blood. V'shmul amayayin, sumka, red wine, chalaf sumka, takes the place of the red blood. Simen shenimsa. Says when Shmuel b'yom davi milsa, Shmuel on a day that he did hakozes adam, avdalei tafshila de tachli, they would make for him a meal made out of spleen. Spleen is particularly red meat. Rav Yochanan shasi adenafik tiyam une. He drank so much wine until the scent of wine came out of his ears. Rav Nachman shasi adekof tachli, he would drink so much wine until his spleen was floating in wine. Rav Yosef shasi adenofik merivda de kuslisai, he drank so much wine after the bloodletting that from the where they made the hole for the bloodletting, wine was exiting his body. Rava mahada chamer batlosa tarfi. Rava would try to find wine that was after the third leaf. That means it was after the tree had given three craps of grapes. Amalur Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rabbanan. But Matayasim Naichu, I ask of you, B'yoyma da'akaza, on the day of Akaza, Amri Levisa Nach Ikal Gabon, tell your wives Rav Nachman is coming to visit us. And of course, if Rav Nachman will come visit, they'll make a very large, lavish, delicious meal. So he should have plenty to eat because that's so critical after that causes Adam. Says the Gemara, Kol Arume Esiri. It's always prohibited to do something which is a deception. By Bahamara Rama Deshari. There's one situation where Chazal were lenient. Man Dovin Mils, somebody who had a causes Adam. V'loi Efshala. And he doesn't have the ability to buy wine, he doesn't have the money. So Lishkel Zozumacha, in those days when they looked at coins, the coins weren't a coin as a coin. It was a coin was valued at how the coin was. And if it was a coin that was rubbed out, it wasn't considered a valuable coin. But says the Gemara, he should take this rubbed out, if the only coin that he has is a worn out coin. He should go Leshev Leshev Chanusa. He should go to seven wine stores to sample the wine. And every store he'll come in and say, I have a coin. But they're not really anxious to get that coin. And they won't accept the coin. And they won't sell him the wine. But they're going to let him sample the wine because he says, I have a coin. Adatam Shir Revisa. As long as he get a revius of wine into his system. Veloy. And if he can't get wine, Lech Leshev Tagmi Echmosoy, he should eat seven black dates. Veleisha Mishka B'tzidei, he should smear oil on his forehead. V'nigni B'shimsha, and sleep in the sun. Avleit Ashkel L'Shmuel D'Goni B'shimsha. He met Shmuel sleeping in the sun. Omlech Achimah D'Yehuda, you, the wise man amongst Klal Yisrael, Bisha Avetuba, exposure to the sun is not healthy. So how could you be laying in the sun? Omlech Yoyim D'Akazahu. And that's why it's so necessary for me to do it. V'loihi, Shmuel really, that really wasn't what happened. Alika Yoima, the Malibah Shimsha B'Kula Shata. There is one day of the year that even though normally sun exposure is not healthy, there is one day of the year where it's particularly good. Yoima the Nafla by Tekufas Thomas, the day that summer begins. However, V'savalei Iglalei, Shmuel did not want to give this secret over to this person. Says the Gemara, Hekla Baruch Tamashor Simon. Ravishmul Anatavayu, call him Hekla Basuda Hakosa Saddam. If somebody is not careful about eating a meal after bloodletting, Makinaloy Mazoinosim and Shemayim, he's putting his panosa in danger. Hashem says, if he didn't care about his life, do I have to worry about him and give him panosa? Ravishmul Anatavayu, Haiman David Mimilsa, if somebody does Hakosa Saddam, Lehesiv Hekhadakar Zika, he shouldn't go where it's windy. Dilma Shafle Umna, we're concerned that maybe too much blood was exited his system, and he only has left in his system a Revius Dam, which is the minimum one has to have to be able to survive. And now the wind would come and schlep that little, from that little blood that he's left out of his system, and now also they sukana. Shmuel Avrogav Ava Milsa Bebeis to Shavla Vina Varicha. Shmuel, when he did bloodletting, he did it in a house that was made out of 7.5 bricks. It had very thick walls, which prevented the wind from penetrating the house. One day, he did Hakosa Saddam, but he felt that something was wrong. Bodak, and he checked the Chosachar Aricha. One of the bricks in the house was missing, and that put him into, that already put him into somewhat of a danger. Rav Shmuel Dama Tavayu, Hai Man Dov Milsa, somebody did Hakosa Saddam, lit the midday, he should be careful to eat something for Hod the Leifik, and only afterwards leave the house. Dilai Tamid, if he doesn't eat something first, Ipag B'Shach V'Yarka Ape, if he meets with a corpse, Yarka Ape, his face will turn green. Ipag B'Man Dekata Nafshi, if he'll meet a murderer, Mace, he will pass away. Ipaga b'dava acher, and if he'll meet a pig, kashal dava acher, he's putting himself in danger of getting tzaras. Rav Shmuel Dama Tavayu, Haiman David Milsa, if somebody goes through bloodletting, lishe peter, he should wait a little, v'had aleikum, and only afterwards he should get up. Dama mar, chamish dvarim kroivim l'misim yosim ben achayim. There are five things that are extremely dangerous. Ve'lu hein, Ochav Amid, if somebody gets up immediately after eating. Shosav Amid, if he gets up immediately after drinking. Yoshav Amid, if he gets up right away after sleeping. Hikaz Dam V'Amid, he gets up right away after having Hakosa Saddam. And Shimish Metasav V'Amid. And I saw that the Yaivitz in his Siddh Beis Yaakov quotes the Maril, who says, what's the amount of time after eating or drinking that you should wait? He says, it's the amount of time it takes to say the Brach Achroina. So if you ate bread, it's the amount of time to say Berachas Hamazon. If you ate something that you have to say Alamichya, it's the amount of time to say Alamichya. If you, it's the amount of time to, you have, if you said you have to say Bar Nefashas, then it's the amount of time to say Bar Nefashas. Amar Shmuel, Pursa Dama, the proper interval to wait between doing Hakosa Saddam is called Klosin Yamin, every 30 days. Or Beina Parakim, however, if somebody gets older, when he gets the first period of his life, 40 years old, he should decrease it. And instead of doing it every month, he should do it every 40 months, every 2 months. Or Ben Aprokim, when he becomes 60 years old, Yachsev Yamit, he should only do it every 3 months. Vamishmul, Porsta Dama, Chad B'Shabsa, Ar B'Shabsa, or Mal B'Shabsa. The appropriate time for doing Hakosa Saddam is Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Avosheni V'Chamishi Loi, not Monday and Thursday. Dama, Mar, if somebody has chus ovis, yakas dam b'sheni b'chamishi, he could do akosas dam on Monday and Thursday. Shebezdin shamala v'shamata shom kechet. The bezdin shamala and shamata are the same, and the bezdin shamata sits in the bati dinim were open on Monday and Thursday. So since the bati dinim were open Monday and Thursday, those were the days of din, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu corresponds his Bezdin Shamala to our Bati Dinim Lamata, and therefore it's not the time to go for HaKadosh Saddam. Ask the Gemara B'Tlos V'Shab Samai Tama, why not on Tuesday? Says the Gemara B'Shum D'Kaim Le Madden B'Zozi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the celestial bodies in the sky, he did it on Tuesday night. And when he did it Tuesday night, there are 7 planets. There are 7 bodies that influence the world. They stand for Shatzam, Chankal, Shamsam is Shapsoi, which is Saturn. Tzedek is Jupiter. Madam is Mars. Cham is the Sun. Noiga is Venus. Koichav is Mercury. And Levona is the Moon. On Tuesday night, which was the way when the first body was put into the sky, Shapsai exerted its influence. And then there was Tzedek, and then was Madam. Madam, which represents Mars, is a time which is an influence that has negative connotations. So on a day where Madam, and it's interesting, this cycle remains, since the amount of hours we have in a week are 168 hours, which is divisible by 7. So it's divisible by 7. 168 divided by 7 is 24. So that order, which was there when Hashem created the world, remains forever. On Tuesday, you could have an hour in the day when Mars is dominant during an even-numbered hour, which is particularly dangerous. And since you have a day, now we're only worried about daytime hours, because at the night, they didn't do Hakazas Adam. And even though they on Monday and Thursday, you could also have that, but we already learned that they don't do Hakazas Adam on Monday and Thursday, explains Tosfos. But on Tuesday, it would be a day to do Hakazas Adam, but they don't do Hakazas Adam on Tuesday by day, because you have this very dangerous time during that day of the week. You have Mars, Madim, prevailing during an even-houred time. Ask the Gemara, but Mal Shabbos, if that's your consideration, then on Erev Shabbos, you have the same problem. Mal Shabbos, Naimi Kaim Mezov, during the sixth hour of the daytime, the Madim is in control. So why could you do Hakazas Adam on Erev Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, indeed, you probably shouldn't have. But here we have a concept, Kivin the Dosh of a Rabbim, it became already the minig that people do it on Friday. And the reason people used to do Hakazas Adam on Friday, because as we've been learning in our shiur, eating on after Hakazas Adam is so very critical. And they couldn't afford to have lavish meals all the time. But on Shabbos, they would have lavish meals anyway. So that's why they did it then. And now the Gemara says, Kivin, the Dosh Barabim, this became the minig of everybody doing it. We say, Shoyim Psoim Hashem. So the Trumas Hadeshin says that maybe Shoyim Psoim Hashem could only be said on people who aren't knowledgeable. But if somebody learned this Gemara and he knows that it's dangerous, he shouldn't be doing Hakazas Adam on Friday. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, whenever we apply Shoyim Psoim Hashem, it applies to everyone, both to the people who don't know and to the people that do know. Furthermore, the Paiskim debate, now that the Gemara told us there's a concept of Shoyim Psoim Hashem, when can we apply this concept? Can we only apply it where the Gemara says it? Or can we say it in any case where it's people started doing something even though they shouldn't have done it? The Ish of Rom says that you could do it in all situations, but there are many poskim that actually disagree. Amar Shmuel, Daladu Ha'arba, letting blood on the fourth day of the week, there's also the fourth day of the month. Daladu Ha'beisa, or doing Hakazas Adam on the fourth day of the week, there's also the 14th day of the month. Daladu Esen Ha'arba, or doing Hakazas Adam on the fourth day of the week, that is the 24th day of the month. Dalad the Lekha Avbasrei, or doing Hakazas Adam on the fourth day of the week, when there are no 4 days after it in the month, Sakanta. All these situations are Sakana. Rish Chodesh V'Sheni Loi, doing Hakazas Adam on the first of the month, on the next day, Cholsho, causes weakness. If you do on Rish Chodesh of the month, on the second day of the month. Shlishi Loi, if you do it on the third day of the month, Sakana, it's dangerous. Mali Yom Tov, Cholsho. Doing Hakazas Adam on the Erev Yontif to cause weakness. Mal Yontif Datsarto, doing Hakazas Adam on Erev Shavuos is sakant, is dangerous. And in fact, says the Gemara, because Rabbana kulam al yom tova, Chazal said that you should never do bloodletting on any erev yontif, mishum yom tova dat seris, because of erev shvuas. The nafik beis zika, on that day a wind comes out, ushmei tavach. Why did that wind come? Because as we learned earlier in the Masechta, when Klal Yisrael approached Kabbalah HaTorah, Hashem said, the Eloi Kibli Yisrael Torah, if Klal Yisrael won't accept the Torah, then have a Tavach Leil B'Israel Demayu, they're going to be in danger. And as the Gra explains, as we have many times in Shas, Kilas Chochem Afilo Al Tanai Hiba, so when there's a Klala, that day was a day that potentially had a Klala, even though they accepted the Torah, that day became a dangerous day. And that's why the Tzitz Eliezer paskins la'loch l'maisa, that one should avoid doing an operation on Erev Yontif. Furthermore, I saw that just like the Bnei Soscha explains, that every Yontif, there's a concept of a Yom Mehem B'Zman Hazeh, that whatever Nes, or whatever Hashpah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to that specific day, re-emerges that day. And that's on a Yontif, and that's on an Erev Yontif, and that's on any time in our cycle of the year, those days, those Hashpahs re-emerge. Omer Shmuel, Ochel Chita V'Hikazdam, if somebody ate wheat, and then did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Hikazdam, all he's going to accomplish is that Chita will go out of his system. But that's if somebody's doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu for health reasons. Avla Kuli, if he's doing it to lighten, he has too much blood in his system, and he's going HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's not a problem, even if he ate wheat right before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody does bloodletting, he should drink immediately. Achila, but eating, he should wait until a chatzi mil, the amount of time it takes to walk a chatzi mil. Ibailuhu, shtil la'alta ma'ali, drinking right after HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. Avbasa achi kashi. Afterwards, it's detrimental. Adama loy kashi loy ma'ali. It doesn't make a difference. And the Gemara says, teiku. Machas rav. Meyakar bezuzi. If you could buy 100 pumpkins for a zuz, buy them. Mey reish bezuzim. If you could buy 100 head of an animal for a zuz, you should buy them. Mey svami. If you could get 100 lift meat, like klum, don't spend any money on them, they're useless. Amar Rav Yosef, Kevina Bei Rav Huna, Yoyim the Fagab Bei Rabbanim, on the day where the Talmid Chachamim didn't, where the Yeshiva Talmidim didn't come to the Yeshiva, Amri Ha'ini Yoyim the Sfamihu, they were called today as a day of lip. Like that in my camera, I didn't know what it meant. But now I understand what it meant, because lip meat is worthless, and a day that they don't come to learn in Yeshiva is a worthless day. We learned in the Mishnah, the Kashna Tabar, we're allowed to tie the umbilical cord of a newborn baby on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yossi says we could cut it. Tana Rabbanan, Kashna Tabar, we're allowed to tie it. Rabbi Yossi, Ma'af Chaytka, we may cut it. The time Na Shilmya, Kadei Shiachim of Vlad, they used to put the slint, they used to bury the placenta, which would cause the newborn child to be warm. Arav Shimon Gamliel, but nice Malachas time guys. B'svam shel shemen, they would put them in bowls of oil. B'nais ashirim b'svugim shel tzemer, they would put them in pieces of wool. B'nais aniyim b'muchim in rags, in soft rags. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Ravuna, Amar Rabba Bar Ravuna, Amar Rav. Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, that we're allowed to cut the umbilical cord on Shabbos. V'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Ravuna, Amar Rav. Ma'id necham l'Rabbi Yosi, b'tabosh ashnei t'naikis, that when you have the umbilical cord of twins, that we cut them on Shabbos. My tamne, the menatchei adodi, because if we don't tie them, we're going the two children are going to mix, are going to pull and push in either direction, which could be dangerous. V'amar Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bavu, Amar Rav, kol Amar Pash Techacha, anything that's mentioned in the Techacha, which represents a klola, which represents something bad happening to us, Oysel Chai B'Shabbos, we could do it for a woman. We could do it for a woman who had a baby, because of course we don't want her to have tzaras. Shnemar, as the pasuk mentions, Bar Techacha, Umelar Techa, the somebody who had a baby, B'Yoyim Levad Soisach Loi Kara Sarich. The pasuk is a pasuk in Yecheskel. In that pasuk, Hashem speaks about Klal Yisrael's lack of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he compares them to an abandoned newborn girl left lying filthy and neglected in the field. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the benefactor, passes by and raises her to be a mature woman that represents Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he promises to take her as the nation, to marry her. And after all of that, she is disloyal. And here the Pasuk mentions the various things that have not been done for this neglected newborn, that we see that this is something that should be done normally for newborn, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol does it for us. Your umbilical cord was not cut. You were not washed with water. You weren't salted. You weren't put into these warm things. May we see, as we've been learning, that a child may be delivered on Shabbos. We may cut the umbilical cord on Shabbos. They put the child into salt to harden the skin. They wrap him in blankets to make sure that the limbs are in proper order. Hanun lach mefanim, hanun lach mefanim, hanun lach mefanim.